This is Detroit Today on WDET, Detroit Public Radio. I'm Craig Folly. Thanks for being with us. And it's often been said here in Michigan and nationwide that small businesses are the future, are the way that a state like Michigan can transform its economy away from its reliance on large corporations and manufacturing jobs into a more entrepreneurial economy in different sectors. But there are new reports out that suggest that there are a lot of hurdles being put in the way of this by none other than the federal government, and the Bush administration in particular. Here to talk about this is Rob Fowler, President and CEO of the Small Business Association of Michigan. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Craig.
And also Lloyd Chapman, President of the American Small Business League. Hello, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. And, you know, I think this is a story, and I was doing a little bit of research on this and reading some of the things that came out that was somewhat shocking to me about what has been going on, especially with some, you know, federal contracts designed to go to small businesses actually being diverted to Fortune 500 companies, which seems to be exactly the opposite of what the administration suggested this money was for. And Lloyd, since you are, again, with the American Small Business League, to give us a nationwide perspective, what is going on with that right now?
Well, basically, there have been about 12 federal investigations into this subject and two private studies. And the SBA Inspector General in 2005 came out and referred to the diversion of federal small business contracts to large corporations as one of the biggest challenges facing the federal government today. So it's not just a conspiracy theory. It's a fact that's been shown in a number of investigations. I think one investigation by the General Accounting Office found over 5,000 large corporations getting small business contracts. And ABC and CBS and CNN have done stories that have shown that companies like Lockheed and Boeing and Halliburton and Microsoft and Walmart, some of the biggest defense contractors in the country, are all getting billions in small business contracts. So it's quite different than you would think it is when you really look at the facts.
Well, how are they allowed to get these contracts?
Well, two ways. One way is fraud. And in Report 516 that came out of the SBA Inspector General's office a couple years ago, they found that large businesses were committing felony contracting fraud and misrepresenting themselves to, you know, illegally get these contracts. And I turned in a couple of companies. One was recommended for debarment, and one paid a $1 million fine. But really, other than that, not much has happened. And the worst thing is actually federal policy that encourages this. So one policy that encourages this was a policy that they adopted several years ago that said when a large business buys a small business, they get to keep that status for 20 years.
Really? So if a conglomerate, buys a small independent company, they then inherit that company's status as a small business, even though it might be a part of a larger corporation?
Yep. The federal law said, let's just say General Motors.
Sure.
General Motors bought a company with 10 employees. They would be able to sell to the government as a small business for 20 years.
That's interesting.
CBS, and we exposed that about two or three years ago. The story's on my website, asbl.com. And so we were getting ready to actually file suit against the government, and they changed the policy. All the recommendations from the Senate Small Business Committee and, again, the SBA Inspector General and the Office of Federal Procurement Policy were to adopt a new policy that would get all the large corporations out of the government's small business database within about 12 months. But Stephen Preston, who was just appointed to take over the Department of Housing and Urban Development, adopted a policy last summer that will allow Fortune 500 corporations to keep getting small business contracts through the year 2012. So again, it's the government tries to say that it's miscoding, like data entry errors, but they've been saying that now for, I guess, 6 or 7 years. But it's policies that have been adopted by the Small Business Administration and the General Services Administration that are allowing this to happen.
Well, and again, we'll get to Rob in just a moment here, but Lloyd, I have a question for you. What is their rationale for giving these contracts that are intended for small businesses to these large corporations? Have they come out and said flatly at any point that they think that the job can be done better?
No, they're just denying it totally. In fact, there's a guy named Mike Stamler, who's the SBA's Public Relations Director, and if you call him up and talk to him, he'll actually tell you that this is a myth and that it's not happening. Now, this is after 12 federal investigations, 400 stories in the press. It's been in every major newspaper in the country. And if you talk to him today, he'll tell you it's a myth.
So does the Bush administration even acknowledge that there's this going on?
No.
Interesting.
In fact, they wrote a press release a couple years ago called Myth Versus Fact. And they actually will deny that it's happening. Again, it's been on CNN. you know, CBS has done two stories. It's been the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, just the biggest newspapers in the country, but it's really kind of crazy. They'll just totally deny it. In fact, they try to paint me as a wacky California conspiracy theorist all the time, but I'm just talking about what's in the investigations. I don't actually talk about my opinions. I just talk about here's what the General Accounting Office said, here's what the SBA Inspector General said. But, yeah, they deny it. But my guess is that by the time Bush leaves office, around $800 billion to $1 trillion in contracts that the Bush administration said went to small businesses will go to some of the biggest companies in the world. And I'm not just talking about Fortune 500 corporations. I'm talking about companies in England and France and Holland. In fact, companies in Europe get more American small business contracts than the entire state of Michigan combined.
Well, and that seems like a good time to bring Rob Fowler into the conversation. Rob, when you see this research and you hear what's going on with these reports, it's already difficult to start up a business in this country these days. What does this make you feel when you hear about this kind of stuff?
Well, I guess I would say, first of all, it's been going on for a long time. And I'm a member of the board of the National Small Business Association, and we very much agree with ASBL on the current issues, but truth is, contract bundling and all the way to maybe outright fraud has been happening for a long period of time. And I think it's always a challenge to get the rhetoric of supporting small business to line up with the reality. So the federal government has been talking for many, many years. I mean, small business set-asides are official policy and have been over a number of administrations, and I don't know that we feel that any of the past administrations have done a particularly good job of really setting aside that money for small business and really helping small businesses get those federal contracts.
Well, and that's, like I said, it's not easy to start your own business, and especially, you know, in competing with multinational corporations. It's already difficult enough to do that. Talk about the climate right now in getting started and what it's like for you.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to put this in a little bit of perspective, and I take nothing away from the focus on federal government contracts, but a small minority of small businesses ever do business with the federal government, mm-hmm. or the state government for that matter. It's a huge market. Businesses ought to pay attention to it. But fact is, most companies never do business with the government at all. Many prefer it that way. So, I mean, some of the challenges we're, you know, I feel like we have a really full agenda today dealing with issues like health care and the new Michigan business tax. A lot of companies are just beginning to see the impact of our new business tax, and some of them aren't liking it very much.
And we'll talk about that in just a second. I want to sort of talk to Lloyd about that for a second. Lloyd, you know, with the American Small Business League, obviously you're concerned about what's going on, you know, nationwide, but have you been hearing about this new Michigan business tax and sort of the disproportionate hit that a lot of small businesses seem to be taking on this?
You know, I have to say I'm not that familiar with that issue.
I'll let Rob fill you in then, Rob, because, you know, this has been getting a lot of attention, and it's not all businesses that have been hit this hard. But so far, Rob, tell me what you're hearing from your members.
Well, you know, again, people are just beginning to see the impact of it, and my suspicion is we're hearing from those who are affected negatively and not much from those who are affected positively, so I don't know that I have a good survey at this moment, but anecdotally, I think it's pretty clear that some companies that we would not have thought were going to get a tax increase are getting them. I can think of a couple of small high-tech firms who we, I think, would have expected would have been on the winner's list,
mm-hmm.
who are actually finding themselves substantially more liable for taxes in Michigan than they were before.
Do you have anybody that's just out and out threatening to leave the state at this point?
Yeah, and I think... I don't think those are idle. I think that's a very real consequence of this new tax policy. You got to recall what the state did. This was the sort of, you know, midnight difficulty that they had in passing the state budget, and ultimately passed the sales tax on services, which was repealed. But in the repeal of services tax, they actually put a surcharge on the Michigan business tax of 22%.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it would have been, it's 22% higher than that. We are really focused on trying to get rid of that surcharge, and it will be interesting to see, you know, what the impact of that is. I think to some degree, if you know, if you sort of accept the premise you got to have a business tax, that it needs to be competitive with other states' business taxes. I'm not so sure that the MBT is fundamentally flawed. I just think that with that surcharge, the reality of it, it is a much higher tax than the SBT, its predecessor, for a lot of companies. And those companies, I think, are going to take a pretty serious look at whether or not staying in Michigan is the right thing for them to do.
Yeah, and that always creates a difficult situation, too, with the different states competing with each other for businesses. You know, and I want to get back to Lloyd Chapman a little bit, because, again, we sort of drifted away from the federal government situation here for a second. And I want to talk to Lloyd. What is being done right now to address some of the problems that you were talking about in regards to government contracts going to these multinationals and huge corporations? Is there anything being done at a congressional level to put a stop to this?
Well, I've got some bad news. Not only is nothing being done to stop it, the House passed a bill about 2 weeks ago that will allow the largest venture capital companies in the world to participate in federal small business contracts. In fact, the National Small Business Association has been active working with the American Small Business League to try to stop it. It's called H.R. 5819, and it was passed out of the House Small Business Committee by Nydia Velazquez and Nancy Pelosi. So, you know, when we're slamming the Bush administration for their sort of anti-small business policies, we need to give the Democrats the credit they deserve, because the Democrats in the House passed this bill that will literally would require small businesses in Michigan and every other state to compete head-to-head with firms controlled by multi-billion dollar venture capital firms. There's a great story about this online I found. It's called AllBusiness.com by a guy named Keith Gerard. The story's titled Velazquez Champions VC Firms at Small Business Expense. And the House Small Business Committee, again chaired by Nydia Velazquez, tried to pass a bill about 9 months ago that would have allowed venture capital companies to control a business, actually own a business, and still participate in government small business contracting programs. So not only has no legislation been passed to solve it, it's actually getting worse. John Kerry has a bill called S-2300 that will be helpful, but the best bill was written by California Senator Barbara Boxer called the Small Business Fairness and Transparency in Contracting Act.
And what would that one do?
That would stop the government from giving small business contracts to publicly traded companies. So the key feature here is the definition of a small business in the Small Business Act, which says a small business is independently owned.
So once a company goes public, then they'd be out?
Yeah.
Okay,
and that's what the Small Business Act says. You know, if you're publicly traded, you know, you're not individually owned or independently owned, and you're technically not a small business anymore. So if this bill were to be introduced and passed, you know, hearing about your taxes there in Michigan, the state of Michigan is hard-pressed trying to raise money to run the state.
Mm-hmm.
If the Small Business Fairness and Transparency in Contracting Act was passed, it would probably infuse about $2 to $3 billion a year in federal contracts into Michigan, and they probably wouldn't need that tax. This piece of legislation, I think, might bring in as much money as that new tax you're talking about. So, if the people in Michigan could get, you know, Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow to support this bill, I really think it would have a huge impact on Michigan, because you know, Michigan could really use $3 billion a year in federal small business contracts.
Yeah, I think, Rob, you'd probably agree with that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I would like to thank Rob Fowler, President and CEO of the Small Business Association of Michigan, and Lloyd Chapman, President of the American Small Business League, for their time to explain what is going on. Thank you both, gentlemen, for being on the program.
It's a pleasure.
All right.
Greg.